This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. What a week this has been, huh? And as they do, the left, they're now defaulting the way they do. They've long fallen on this tactic of resorting to violence and destruction and even bloodshed to get their point across. And this upcoming Supreme Court ruling on abortion, which, let's not even factor in the whole gun thing with the Gruen case. I feel assured that they will once again pull this oft-used tool from their belt and once again resort to carnage and mayhem. They're already vandalizing Catholic churches. Last weekend, firebombed a Right to Life group's headquarters. A bullet was fired into the office of the Virginia Attorney General this week as well. Violence is already here. And what we're seeing is the pregame activity as they warm up for what is to come. The reality is that members of the far left have consistently resorted to violence and sanctioned attacks against civilians. Many of the Vietnam protests turned into riots. Domestic terrorists belonging to the Weather Underground bombed school buildings, the U.S. Capitol, and the Pentagon. The Symbionese Liberation Army robbed banks, set off bombs, and murdered innocent people. In recent years, staff of the Trump administration, like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, faced confrontational harassment and would get asked to leave businesses, actions fully supported by politicians like Maxine Waters. Mad Maxine encouraged her followers to publicly accost Trump officials. 10 years earlier, such a statement by a politician would have earned a well-deserved censure in the House. Now it's accepted and is supported without any sort of uproar at all. And let's not forget that in June of 2017, a Bernie bro shot and wounded Representative Steve Scalise during a baseball game. If you encourage acts of aggression, it gets you just one thing, and that's more aggression. The characterization of the riots of 2020 as mostly peaceful protests by the fake stream media and the Democrats simply reinforces their willingness to cross this line into outright violence to make a point. The media love the violence because violence equals ratings and clicks on the web. They will highlight the carnage that is to come and make sure we all see it on the nightly news. And they will paint the domestic terrorists as patriots. And they, like the Democrat leadership, see the violence as justified means to an end of their social agenda. The only problem is that for some of us that watch this stuff on the news, all I'm looking at what's to their left and what's to their right. While we're looking at the violent demonstrators, the peaceful demonstrators, what's on their left, what's on their right, who's behind them, what's in front of them, who's standing up to them. Fear-mongering to whip their constituents into a frenzy has already begun. Warnings that same-sex marriages could be on the chopping block and interracial marriage rights will face removal are the calling cards left by the progressive left. The View went so far as to warn that fascism is coming. And, you know, while we all joke that The View is far from a credible source, they do have a voice, no matter how cackling and grating it may be. Progressives are literally stoking the coals to start a fire that simply is non-existent. And in doing so, they're complacent in whatever violence that may come from it. In the past, the extreme left was the source of mayhem, far removed from the Democratic Party of John F. Kennedy. The problem today is that the Democrat Party and the extreme left are one and the same. The party has shifted so far left that the violent fringe is where the mainstream party now resides. One of my issues that I used to have all the time was that I would sit here going, you know, I took an oath to defend Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I looked at these Democrats as Americans, except they don't want to be Americans anymore. They have shifted so far left now that I have no choice but to accept them at their word. And as such, they have no issue with utilizing violence to achieve their ends, because they make Machiavelli proud. There will be blood because their other more traditional tactics are failing. Labeling people / groups as Nazi or racist ceases to have meaning. Painting parents as domestic terrorists backfires, defaming and degrading. Perhaps the most choice weapon of the left's arsenal only further alienates people. And a lot of people get really tired of this kind of rhetoric. America is numb to their false polls and their pundits and their late-night show hit jobs. Censorship and demonization of conservatives on social media reached a tipping point with Musk's Twitter purchase. With the midterms coming, and I see people on my side all the time going, they're just going to steal it again. No, lightning doesn't strike in the same place twice, I don't think. I think enough states have got a couple things in place. I think enough states and legislatures of states are aware of what their secretaries of state did after they got elected thanks to that George Soros money. And even the most jaded person out there can see the tide turning. And what remains now for them is going to be brute force. And the best barometer of support for this tactic is the lack of action from the White House itself over the protests outside the homes of the Supreme Court justices. Now, I'm going to point something out to you that is a simple fact. Okay? When they allow this kind of stuff to happen, when they allow this kind of action to be taken, it would be exceedingly difficult to catch a group of people who knew what they were doing, whose whole job was to go in there and sort of hit and run on these mobs. You know? And I mean, this would be straight out of the Vietnam playbook. You know, snatching a couple of their fringe guys on the left and the right and taking them somewhere ahead of their little protest march and leaving them where they could be seen. Not necessarily doing anything to them, just signaling, we can take you guys anytime we want, just leaving them there. Probably fastened to something. Is the White House condemning these actions? No. Did the mumbler-in-chief speak out against this and attempt to quell the anger? No. So what's going to be left? What's going to be left for us? And while they asked for no violence or threats, they saw no issues with this kind of personal harassment. So in essence, they signaled to the crowd, go for it. And now we're in a no-man's land. It's not a no-man's land for some people. Like for me, it's not a no-man's land. We're between the illegal leak of the High Court's decision and the formal announcement of its ruling. And rest assured, the protest signs are being printed and plans for large-scale riots are underway. And the progressives are akin to spoiled children. If they don't get their way, a temper tantrum is inevitable. I hope that I'm wrong about this. But I'm not fearful, but I'm just resigned to the fact of what is to come. Their big problem here is that their advocacy for killing unborn children is being challenged. And how many qualms about harming adults do you think they have when you consider that? Why do you think it would be different if you're standing there and you're in the phone book and all the other things and you're a viable person and all the other things? You're past the fetal stage. Why do you think they would think any differently? So we're potentially looking at a long and painful summer. It could be quite bloody and quite vicious. Take this in, and when you go out, remember this. Most of this is going to happen in blue cities, but if you are in any city, you should go out there prepared to get out of the way. You should not be prepared to get in the middle of it and, you know, be Captain Conservative and get in a gigantic gunfight, be heroic. Get out of the way. keep the defense where it needs to be, on the defensive. Unless things, you know, really get bad. Talk about that later. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Well, a police officer is murdered every 5 days. And most of them never have a chance to defend themselves against their killer, because they're ambushed. And this is one of the findings in a recent report in Law Enforcement Today. The headline of the article says, terrifying report shows that there's a record number of police officers who've been completely ambushed and murdered. Now, there's a problem with this, and this also feeds into, you know, the left and their proclivities. It has become normal. It has become a normalized activity to be violent against police officers. And if you're going to be violent against a police officer, then a regular civilian walking here and there, hither and yon, probably doesn't stand a chance if you decide that they're in the way or that they just need to be hurt or something. So, now, part of the stats indicate that a lot of these police officer deaths are primarily because of COVID, which that means they died with COVID. But we know that 617 officers were killed in the line of duty in 2021, and we have 103 who have died so far this year. But if you dig deeper, you find COVID isn't the only disturbing number among officer deaths. In 2021, 73 were feloniously killed in the line of duty, according to the FBI. And almost half of those officers did not even have a chance to defend themselves because they were ambushed. Because being a police officer means you are a target. Now, nobody in the United States wants the police to deploy and go out in a patrol formation on foot, prepared for anything that comes at them from any direction. Nobody wants to see that. However, this is the only way they would actually be able to defend themselves. And while on the one hand, I do sit back and I do say they should never have a us versus them mentality, look at the examples they're looking at now. FBI Director Christopher Wray, who should resign, said in January these four murders brought the total number of officers feloniously killed to the line of duty to 73, the highest annual number since the 9/11 attacks. That's the equivalent of one officer murdered every 5 days. In a year when homicides and violent crime reach distressing levels, this 20-year high hasn't received the attention it deserves. The Officers Down Memorial page lists the number of felonious deaths at 111. Now we're at more than two officers a week. So while last year was the deadliest year on record for line of duty police death, 2022 may surpass that. And murders will likely surpass last year's number. Already, 29 have been murdered this year, and only a third of the year has passed. So, could we see more than 100 officers murdered this year? And why is this happening? Well, the authority of the police, the value of the police, that's all been devalued, thanks to the likes of BLM and the Defund the Police movement. What about the way that officers now seem to automatically be at fault during an officer-involved shooting? And conversely, the stigma involved with shooting an officer seems to be fading. And at the same time, we're asking these police to do more work, which wears them out and can make them less cautious. In the case of red flag laws, for example, where a policeman is supposed to go to a place that has a red flag law in place. If somebody turns in one of their relatives in a fit of anger or something, and they're supposed to look at them and make a psychological evaluation of them, which I'm almost certain the police academy doesn't cover any of that. We're also putting them on the street without the needed personal protective equipment they need, because when they're out there, you know, a lot of people look at them wearing plate carriers or bullet-resistant vests. And being shot in a plate carrier or a bullet-resistant vest, if you're wearing rifle plates and you get shot with a handgun, it's not like you're just standing there going, I am invulnerable. That's you're injured. if you get shot with a rifle round in a rifle, wearing a rifle plate, you may have a couple of ribs broken. You may be out of the fight. It's going to knock you down. And in a lot of places, they don't even want them to wear that because of the look of the militarization of the police. But look at where they are now. Let's look in New York. NYPD, they just about have their own brigade of police. Maybe even a division. I don't know the numbers. They also have bail reform. So they'll go they'll go arrest some guy who maybe had a gun violation, and they'll take him to jail, and then he'll see a judge, and then they're out. That's if the DA does anything about them. And there's fewer of them. How many of them, they had $1.5 billion cut from their budget by de Blasio. In New York right now, you got a good chance of being shot, slashed, hit with a hammer, shoved out in front of a subway train. You know, nobody where I live gets shoved in front of subway trains, but that's because we don't have any. But they do down there. They do up there, rather. So, just as police officers have a sworn duty to protect and serve the citizens in their communities, we should make sure that they can do that. And it means making sure departments are fully staffed and officers are properly trained and equipped. And it also means supporting them when they do their job. We do not need to support them when they do not. We do not need to support them when they are the aberration. There's a lot of things we don't have to do. But by the same token, we need to be looking seriously at this simply because, if NYPD has 35,000 officers, that sounds like a big number until you realize they're running, they're conducting law enforcement operations in a city of 8 million. I don't know how big it is now since they probably lost a lot of people, but a big city. And a big sprawling city, a vertical city. Now, whenever an officer does go down, we should look at them and understand that they probably made a sacrifice in order to help us. And if we expect the police to actually be capable of doing their job, we have to support them. And we have to make sure that they're not made out to be criminals simply for doing their job. And it should not be open season on them. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he was misled and is livid about the police response to the Uvalde school shooting massacre.
There are people who deserve answers the most, and those are the families whose lives have been destroyed. They need answers.
the Republican governor telling reporters every bit of information he was given from investigators on Thursday was wrong. Police admitted they waited for nearly an hour for reinforcements before breaching the classroom door where the gunman was holed up. The Department of Public Safety admitting it was the wrong decision. This Memorial Day weekend is expected to be the busiest since the pandemic hit. Despite gas prices being historically high, over 39 million people plan to travel by car. That's up almost 5% from last year. USA Radio News. Dr. Mehmet Oz is declaring victory in Pennsylvania's Republican U.S. Senate nomination race. Trump-backed Oz making the announcement over social media, even though a full recount is underway with his primary opponent, David McCormick.
I am blessed to have earned the presumptive Republican nomination for the United States Senate.
Trump previously urging Oz to declare victory in the primary, saying if he didn't, he would be cheated out of a chance to win. All 67 of Pennsylvania's counties must start their recount by June 1st. Ukrainian President Zelensky wants the governments of Western nations to impose tougher sanctions on Moscow to end its war on Ukraine. In a late-night address Thursday, Zelensky saying the ongoing destruction and death could be stopped if what he called the powers that be did not play around with Russia, but really pressed to end the war. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. This past Tuesday, our president, Astros, got out there to talk about inflation. And, well, it was more blame game. He finally shifted from blaming racism for everything to blaming COVID for everything to now blaming the supply chain and Mr. Putin's war in Ukraine. That Biden baited Putin into. And these supply chain disruptions, as everybody is painfully aware, are doing everything from starving babies to shooting up the price of everything. And we currently enjoy a 8.3% annual inflation number. And they're not random. And they're not a virus's fault. This is the supply chain shortage. Is a direct and foreseeable consequence of a very ill-advised global lockdown that nearly all of our nation's political leaders refused to take into account when they and the corporate media colluded to gaslight the world into accepting them. The Ash conformity experiment, if you will. And this is not a result of happenstance. This is the result of cowardly, ignorant, and just plain malevolent leadership throughout the entire COVID era. Lockdowns never needed to happen. You can't take a country or countries, and you can't, you know, all of this globalization that they've been looking for, where we're dependent on these for this stuff, and these guys for this stuff, and all this other stuff. You can't pause that once it gets in motion. Global lockdowns were never before advised or attempted for much worse pandemics. They were based on faulty models, and the information age doesn't change their impotence. The supply chain consequence alone, as well as many of the other horrific medical and social consequences, should be enough evidence for all rational people to conclude that we must ever, 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 ever lock down again. Could we do focused protection of the most vulnerable during the next pandemic? You betcha. Voluntary, prudential health measures that allow societies to keep normal life going? You betcha. But never, ever again lockdowns of the kind Americans were forced to endure in COVID-tide, which has resulted in massive evil social consequence. And it's only now beginning to become visible. And the supply chains are only the tip of this dark iceberg. There are many consequences, including a June 2021 study by world-renowned scientists across 43 countries found that lockdown length and strength were correlated with excess deaths, often due to delayed or missed medical care. A January 2021 study, also by world-class scientists, found that lockdowns did not reduce COVID death. And besides their at best negligible effect on reducing COVID hospitalization and deaths, lockdowns cause additional and completely unnecessary death from delayed or foregone medical care, as well as through starvation due to drastically increased world poverty. According to also vindicated legitimate experts like Dr. Mountain Kulldorff, lockdowns may have also caused additional COVID deaths due to prolonging the outbreak. So, like gun control, the lockdowns cost lives and saved none. Various studies estimate that lockdowns will have caused millions more malaria and tuberculosis deaths, as well as untold increases in cancer severity and death, hundreds of thousands more AIDS deaths, and likely millions more starvation deaths and children living hungry long term. One study at The Lancet estimated up to 2.3 million additional deaths of children globally per year from lockdowns. Which brings us to that pause reality. You cannot pause an economy. An action like this must have millions of unforeseeable effects. And the phrase people are using to summarize some of these butterfly effects now is simply supply chain issues. And let's look at one commodity that we watched, and I have to admit I watched it with a little bit of humor. Toilet paper. Now imagine you're an executive down at the fictitious toilet paper supplier Wipe World, and the call comes in for the shutdown, and you have some serious decisions to make. Production managers at the big roll mill, your supplier for industrial reams of toilet paper, have shut down and will eventually furlough most of their staff. Your shipping contracts will go into default. Trucks with slabs of toilet paper rolls tightly wrapped and ready to be dispensed will be called back or even mothballed. The proverbial target of your product is about to hit the fan. So a national shutdown leads to a run on toilet paper caused by a sudden drop in at-work wiping, leading to massive manufacturing rework, supply chain shifts, and a janitorial staff forced to walk the halls of vacated buildings like Jack Torrance from The Shining, simulating a proxy population doing their business to keep everything from falling apart. Now, if you are a manufacturer, you know about the insane complexity of making anything or any cooperative activity like education. And, you know, you could have logically deduced that pausing an entire society is entirely impossible, and it's even idiotic to suggest. And the pause will always have its own effects that will make a restart at best really complicated and possibly never able to occur. This is already visible in the labor market. We all see the evidence of the shutdown's dampened working age Americans' already weak willingness to work. Everywhere I go, I see a help wanted sign. I mean everywhere. I mean places where the jobs are good. They're hiring at Costco. Do you know where? I mean, Costco pays a really good wage, and they don't have enough people. I go to Costco for my bubbling water, my sparkling water, and they can't get that in because it's sitting somewhere in a truck. and they don't have enough bodies to drive it here. And yet, another record high number of able-bodied working age people refusing to fill positions needed to resolve these problems that the lockdowns created. So, and there's that, you know, when you look at that, then you got to look at that stimulus hush money that, you know, another COVID response failure perpetuated by those in power. Yet, so did the insane panic and the refusal to tell the truth that most working age people were not at high risk from contracting COVID. So did the lockdowns, which, like masks, were used not as a health tool, but as a manipulation tool to frighten and control people. That's also going to have effects that can never be fully undone, including deepening distrust of authority and public institutions among the minority who were aware of the truth and its mass manipulation in the era of COVID. So this, the lockdowns are the cure to COVID that will end up being much worse than the disease. And it never needed to have been foisted on Americans and the entire West in the first place. All it would have taken was a few more courageous leaders or a less demonic press to protect the American people from responding to a natural disaster with even bigger man-made disasters. But we don't have either. So we punished ourselves by suffering 10 times what was in store had we just followed common sense and ridden out the storm with more courage and honesty. And the least we can do is help rectify and correct our shameful behavior, is to be honest about what we've done. And one way would be to stop blaming COVID-19 for our irrational response to it. The pandemic did not cause the supply chain issue. Lockdowns did. And to go a step further, we can stop calling them supply chain issues at all and call them lockdown consequences. And this is more to the truth. We also, again, never need to believe in any media outlet or writer who proved willing to lie and coerce others with lies. These people have forfeited their moral and professional authority. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
One more time, eh? Then I'm headed down south. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We are entering uncharted revolutionary territory. The next 5 months, you may see things that once would have seemed unimaginable. I mean, I was in Europe for most of the 80s, and what we expected was a major land war in Europe, which would have involved many nuclear powers. But we never saw it, and we never really believed we would see it, but we were there as a deterrent. And now we have that with the Ukrainian conflict. And in desperation, Russia's impaired and unhinged leader, Putin, now talks trash about the likelihood of nuclear war. And then we have our, desiccated pervert, Joe Biden, bellowing back that his war-losing nuclear adversary is a murderer, a war criminal, and a butcher should be removed from power. Excellent. And that's excellent work. Excellent diplomatic work. I mean, even if you're going to do that, you don't exactly telegraph that. I think I learned that in a cartoon. After a year of politicizing the U.S. military and its self-induced catastrophe in Afghanistan, we no longer have deterrence abroad. China, Iran, North Korea, Russia, they are conniving how best to exploit this rare window of global military opportunity. The traditional bedrock of the American system, a stable economy, energy independence, vast surpluses of food, hallowed universities, a professional judiciary, law enforcement, and a credible criminal justice system, are dissolving, if not gone. In some places, they're already gone. Gas and diesel prices are hitting historic levels. Inflation is at a 40-year high. The car that I bought last year this time is worth $15,000 more today. And I couldn't afford that car if I were buying it today. Homes are unaffordable. The necessary remedy of high interest and tight money will be almost as bad as the disease of hyperinflation. We don't even have a southern border. You can expect over 1 million foreign nationals to swarm this summer without audit, COVID testing, or vaccination. None will have anywhere of consequence for breaking U.S. immigration law. We will have to go back later and deal with that. That will have to be dealt with later. And when I say later, I mean within this decade. That will have to be dealt with. Police are underfunded and increasingly defunded. district attorneys deliberately release violent criminals without charges, and that's because they're in George Soros' pocket. Recently, 10,000 people witnessed a deranged man with a knife attack comedian Dave Chappelle on stage at the Hollywood Bowl, and the L.A. County DA refused to press felony charges. Murder and assault are spiraling. Carjacking and smash and grab thefts are now normal big city events. Crime is now mostly a political matter. Ideology, race, and politics determine where the law is even applied. Supermarket shelves are thinning, and meats are now beyond the budgets of millions of Americans. An American president, in a first, I mean, this has never happened before here in the history of the United States, casually warns of food shortage. Baby formula has disappeared from many shelves, but pallet loads of it are down there at the border as we welcome in the swarm. Politics are resembling the violent last days of the Roman Republic. We had an illegal leak of a possible impending Supreme Court reversal of Roe v. Wade that would allow state voters to set their own abortion law, and that has created a national hysteria. And once again, and a first, never has a White House tacitly approved mobs or protesters showing up at Supreme Court justices' homes to rant and bully them into altering their votes. If you're on a college campus, there is no free speech there. Merit is disappearing. Admissions, hiring, promotion, retention, grading, and advancement are predicated increasingly on mouthing the right orthodoxies or belonging to the proper racial, gender, or ethnic category. When the new campus commissariat finally finishes absorbing the last redoubts in science, math, engineering, medical, and professional schools, we will slide into permanent mediocrity and irreversible declining standards of living. I mean, it is so bad that, one, I'm glad I didn't come of age in this time, and two, I'm glad I'm going to be dead soon. I mean, I've got a lot less time in front of me than I have left behind, than is in the rearview mirrors. As I'm looking at this, I'm asking, what happened? Because all these catastrophes are self-induced. These are unforced errors. Everything going on is a choice, not fate. We have in the United States the largest combined gas, coal, and oil deposits in the world. We possess the know-how to build the safest pipelines and to ensure the cleanest energy development on the planet. And yet we're not. Inflation was a deliberate Biden choice. For short-term political advantage, he kept printing trillions of dollars. He incentivized labor non-participation, and he kept interest rates at historic lows at a time of pent-up global demand. This administration wants no border. Only that way can politicized, impoverished immigrants repay the left-wing undermining of the entire legal immigration system with their fealty at the ballot box. Although there is a problem there, because most of the time they're fleeing from despots like Biden. Once esoteric crackpot academic theory, the modern monetary theory, critical legal theory, critical race theory, now dominate policymaking in the Biden administration. And the common denominator in all of this ideological overruling empire, they've given up on common sense and pragmatism. The ruling elites would rather be politically correct failures and unpopular than politically incorrect, successful, and popular. And is that not the tired story of left-wing revolutionaries from 18th century France to early 20th century Russia to contemporary disasters like Cuba and Venezuela? And right now, in the midst of all this chaos, the American people are rejecting these calamitous policies. And yet the radical cadres surrounding a cognitively inert Biden still push them through by executive orders or bureaucratic directives and deliberate cabinet non-performance. And the question is why? And the answer is the left has no confidence either in constitutional government or common sense. So the public is pushing back and expect at the ground level more doxing, cancel culture, deplatforming ministries of disinformation, swarming the private homes of officials they target for bullying, and likely violent demonstrations in our streets this summer. And that's if we do nothing about it. That's if there is no physical pushback. They're also going to do their best to ignore Supreme Court decisions. They're going to illegally cancel student debt and likely by the fall issue more COVID lockdowns. They will still dream of packing the court, ending the filibuster, scrapping the Electoral College, adding more states, and flooding the November balloting with hundreds of millions more dollars of dark money from Silicon Valley. And when the revolutionaries undermine the system, earn the antipathy of the people, and face looming disaster at the polls, it is then they prove most dangerous, as we shall see over the next few months. So we have to be quite vigilant on this. We should not simply give seed over our safety to violence. I don't intend to. I'm not going to go out seeking anything, and I'm going out loaded for bear. But I'm not going out looking for anything. As a matter of fact, like when I carry the Antifa welcome wagon bag, it is quite, it's very inconvenient. I don't like carrying all that stuff. I like to carry my camera. I like to film. But I'll carry my camera and the Antifa welcome wagon bag. Although I have come up with a rather ingenious way of carrying it. Maybe I'll show one day. Maybe I won't. I don't know. But we are in uncharted territory now. There's been a lot of things that have happened in the past, but we've never had something telegraphed like this Supreme Court ruling coming up. At the same time, we have in the back of our memory what happened in 2020 and 2021 during the summers of love and the lockdowns. And we have these people here now saying, you don't deserve any security. Bear it in mind. Back next week. Between now and then, keep your eyes open. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.